I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. It's Wednesday, and at this time, on this day, we take time to listen to you, dear listeners.
Who was this idiot Chef Michelle you interviewed? Where do you find these people? Hasn't anyone learned anything?
Adrian Watterson of La Jolla, California, was one of scores of listeners horrified by our interview with a personal chef who would only allow us to identify her as Michelle. She told us she would continue to purchase Chilean sea bass, even though she knows it's an endangered species, and that most of the fish sold in the U.S. is obtained illegally. This is a clip from that interview with Michelle.
There's a lot of other illegal activities going on in this world that people partake in, and this is fish.
But if people keep eating this Chilean sea bass like this, there won't be any of it left.
Until we can't get it, then I will continue to buy it.
Among reactions, this from Robert R. Conroy in New York. Could you pass along this message, please? Dear Michelle, you are a smug, amoral cow. If there is any justice on this planet the next time you lower yourself into the surf, you will be carved to ribbons by a run of bluefish. And from Lee O'Malley, who hears the show on WHYY in Philadelphia, apologies for the pun, but this chef left a bad taste in my mouth. More outrage on this item from Craig Cruz, Jr. of San Francisco, who was incensed by Michelle's response to my final question, really, are you going to go on buying this fish?
Yes, just like people go on buying Cuban cigars.
I hope that someone who recognizes her voice will give her a Cuban cigar so she can smoke herself into extinction.
Craig Cruz, Jr. from San Francisco. We also got some complaints about our broadcast last Wednesday when we featured some interestingly titled patriotic songs from North Korea. Here's a bit of that from last week. You don't care for that one? How about Our Nation is the Best, or My Country is the Best, they've got both, and a favorite here at Day to Day, Let's Meet on the Front. Hearing that, Yoon Suk Lee of Los Angeles wondered how songs such as America the Beautiful might sound to non-Americans. I'm not a supporter of Kim Jong-il, she writes, but as a Korean-American, I feel for the nation. Poking fun at North Koreans seems too easy. We've done several stories over the past weeks on the worms and viruses plaguing computer users. Among the comments we received, some called for a crackdown on hackers. Others, like this one from a listener in New York, placed the blame on Microsoft for not including full antivirus software in all its operating systems.
We need to demand that these firms who are selling products that are intended to be used on the public internet make a reasonable effort to prevent their systems from being used as weapons, virus transmitters, and launching pads for cyber terrorism. Eric Aronesti from New York.
Finally, this from Paul and Elaine Struhl of Culver City, California. We notice that you usually say you're in Los Angeles. It would warm the hearts of our residents to hear you also locate NPR West in Culver City. Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Struhl, dear neighbors, strictly speaking, we are in Culver City. Anyway, wherever we are, we'd like to hear from you about our program. You can find us on the internet, of course, day-to-day at npr.org. And leave a phone number where we can reach you if you'd like to read your letter on the air.